that. I was going to ask you to clarify that for the for Sharon's benefit, but I think she's about to ask the question herself. So go ahead, Sharon.
Well, if it's not a credit that KPFA can use, then it's not a credit. Okay, it's just a piece that means nothing. Whereas the other stations are clearly getting a credit because their balance sheets will be changed to show that they no longer owe the money that they do currently owe. So again, I mean, you know, and when you say, something that it is not a credit, in fact. I mean, even just talking about it as a credit is incorrect because that money has been spent, as Anita explained, to pay off NETA. So, and not pay off, to pay the bills that we owe them. We at Pacifica should be paying NETA every month. And so there is no money floating around that can be credited. And so, and even in saying, oh, well, we'll take this money that we've already spent, Pacifica has already spent this money, but we're going to make an adjustment on the book to make some stations look better. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me in any real way. And then when I hear Chris say, oh, well, there's no credit that can be used that KPFA can ever use in any scenario, that means there is no credit for KPFA. I mean, if it's a credit, then we get to take $139,000 of central services, which, hey, that's great. You guys all just upped our central services payments by $100,000. So this should cover it. And we'll take that credit and use it that way. I mean, no, you guys are manipulating money to just make your own stations look better, and you can do it. I know you're going to. I'm just telling you, sure, just pretend. That's the name of the game here in Pacifica. Beth to the stack.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, I've got Beth and then Teresa. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. This does make sense to me, and the question is for Anita. I just want to be sure that if we're going to do this, we can do it in such a way that it doesn't cause us to lose favor with the next audit. We've been improving. I like that we've been improving. I want to keep improving in their eyes, and I'm sure there are various ways this could be written into the books, and I want to be sure that we do it in such a way that is not going to raise red flags for them. And if anyone could tell us how that can be done, I have no doubt it's Anita. Anita?
Thank you. My comment is I would have the minutes to support it from this call, if you will. So I'm not really concerned, but I'm about having the support, because we wouldn't do it. That's the only reason we'd be doing it, is because this committee wants to move on that motion. And we would have the motion also. But I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about KPFA, if I may, just because maybe it'll be a little bit clearer. I show, and I'm looking at the outstanding payments, central services, rather. And for KPFA, they do have an unpaid balance of $42,674. So, you know, Chris, when you were talking about us issuing this credit, to me, it would offset this debit that is there, if you will. Unless if I'm really, really tired, or more so than what I think, and am not getting your comment. So for clarity, would you respond?
Sure. If James, do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to have to extend for another 10. We're already past time. I'm sorry.
Chris, are you off mic?
No.
Oh, no,
can you hear me?
I turned my own speaker off. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Can you hear me? We're going to have to extend for another 10 minutes. We're already past time.
Any objection? Thank you all. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. First of all, Lyndon, I can't find your original motion, so you'll either have to read it. I saw it earlier today, but now my inbox is just so cluttered, I can't find it. But sure, if there's an outstanding balance, then yes, we could immediately credit that to KPFA, and then they wouldn't know that balance. But there, of course, there's going to be another $100,000 that needs to go somewhere. And I would just suggest putting it like an intercompany transfer, like we've been accounting for that on the balance sheet. I mean, it's a pretty simple operation. So,
okay.
And you know, how KPFA collects on that intercompany transfer stuff is definitely an interesting subject. And something worth entertaining at a time when this network is actually functioning in a way that would allow intercompany transfers to flow back to KPFA. But right now, that is not how things stand. And, you know, I absolutely have no objection to that discussion when the time comes. And I don't think anybody else should either. But yeah, that's the answer to your question. Lyndon, I just got an email from you. Is that it? No, that's just the Excel spreadsheet, I think.
Well, I just sent it to you again, but I did not send an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, I got the Excel spreadsheet.
It does have an attachment. Well, it is attached, but it's in bold.
Oh, is it in the email? Oh, it's in the email. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, give me just a second. I will add my amendment and send it to the body. I'm going to mute right now. Thanks.
All right. While you do that, we'll go back to the stack. Beth, did we hear you?
I have another question. If there's a moment.
I just want to know if we heard you already, because if we have, we'll hear from Teresa and then hear from you.
Okay. You did hear from me once recently, so I'll wait.
Okay. Go ahead, Teresa.
My apologies to Sharon. Let me tell you, I am so very ashamed to think that at any time our station is conducting business and not expecting to pay our full share of central services. It's truly embarrassing. But I'm so frustrated to hear the comment that was made today, and I think that what we've got here is an austerity situation where we have an example of an open position, got permission to fill it, and didn't fill it because we're in a mindset at this point, well, we can't hire anybody because we don't have the money, but the position, if it was filled properly, would not only cover their salary but make money. And I don't know how to get out of this hole. I would be happy to talk to anybody at KPFA or any station that could give me some ideas of how we could get out of this situation, because I see people that are overworked and just really, really stressed out because of this situation. I mean, just because of three or four years of not having any permanent people and this attrition of employees, it's just truly embarrassing. And I want to work together as a team in this foundation and be a fully contributing unit in this foundation. I want you to know that. And I don't want KPFA to be penalized for being successful. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Beth, before you go ahead, I want to inquire perhaps of Fred, but if he's still here. David, is David Bay still with us?
I am.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you are.
And
I just wanted to...
James, Fred is still here, too.
No, I knew you were here, Fred, but I was going to ask you to tell me if... David was still on the call if I didn't hear him.
He's on the Maestro. He's on the Maestro control panel.
I get that. Thank you. So let's go to Beth, and then I want to ask David if he has any contribution he'd like to make. We have a general manager here. You know, maybe he, I don't blame him if he doesn't want to step into this, but if he has a contribution, I'd like to hear it. So go ahead, Beth.
Yes, this is a question. In general, but probably, again, primarily for Anita, I'm wondering whether, given that we the second PPP forgivable loan is still in play and not yet forgiven. Is there any, would there be any advantage in agreeing to this tonight in principle, but waiting to implement it until after the fate of that forgivability is a settled matter? And is that even an option? Can we do that? And would there be an advantage? Thank you.
I think the first part of that question was asked and answered. I think the second part is a given because it's not income until it's forgiven. It's still a loan.
Right.
Would that be? Okay. I'm sorry, Anita, I stepped on your answer. Go ahead.
That's all right. I mean, I was just, and that's why I said in the beginning, I mean, I'm all for this motion, but my job is to tell you when I don't think it's quite right, and it's still a loan, and it should be a loan on the books until we receive that letter of forgiveness.
And so to clarify, does that suggest that we should wait to implement this until after that's a settled matter, until after that's been forgiven?
I would think, and I'll tell you why, because the date of that letter of forgiveness, let's say, assume that we do get it, and obviously I feel that Pacifica will get that forgiveness, will not agree to us doing this journal entry, if you will, to move these numbers around. And so if you approve it in concept, then we would do it as soon as we hear. And actually, I asked Tamara if she would check with the bank to see if the forgiveness forms are ready, that we could start that process. So I'm not talking months down the road. I'm sure it will take several months to hear from them, but we would start the process, hopefully, this month.
Chris Corey,
I'm sorry. Chris, before you go, I want to make a comment that, you know, we are not the PNB, of course, and we can only recommend this course of action to the PNB, where it will have to be discussed all over again and explained to everyone and voted on there. So, you know, this is whatever we do, it's by no means done, and we will have another chance to consider it. Who asked, Chris?
And Julie.
Yeah.
And Julie. Go ahead, Chris, then Julie.
Per Anita's suggestion, I added the language about PPP forgiveness in as a second friendly amendment, if you will. And so you'll get two emails from me, one containing my additional language, which was after the bottom of the motion, I put or to whatever current accrual account Nita feels is most appropriate. So that would cover KPFA. And then after that, I put as soon as both rounds of PPP are forgiven.
Good.
So there you go. I'd like to move to extend for another 15. We're already past time again. We got two motions that we're entertaining right now, and it would be nice to get through both of them.
I'm going to say I don't object to the 15. Does anyone else? Okay, that will take us out to when? Is anybody keeping track? I must admit
it's
I lost.
I think it'll 11. Be 11 o'clock. James, I think it'll be 11 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay, I have it that it would be 10:58, but that's okay. We'll call it 11.
Fine.
Dave for the stack.
Why don't we make that motion to extend to 11 o'clock? That way we don't have to calculate. Would that be better?
That's fine.
I think that's what
fine.
We did.
No, that's not what we said. Okay, I'll make
okay.
it that, all right?
And this is
yes,
extend
thank
to
11. You. Okay, any objection? Hearing none, that's done. And I heard David for the stack.
And Sharon for the stack.
And Sharon.
So, number one.
Oh, and Julie,
I think
Julie, did we hear Julie yet? We heard Chris.
No.
I don't think we heard Julie.
But yeah, I think
I'm sorry. Let's hear Julie and then Dave and then Sharon.
Just a couple of quick points. One is I, too, would like to echo what Teresa said. You know, there'll be some day where, you know, WPFW will bail other people out. And, you know, so it'll be a beautiful day. The other thing that I wanted to point out is it would be possible, I think, for us to, although I don't want to mess the motion up, it would be possible for us to make a motion about the PPP one forgiveness. We could do, you know, two sets of transactions. So do the one that's already forgiven and then do the second PPP transaction. So the second half of it, if you will, using the same formula once that loan is also forgiven. So that's a possibility. But either way, I favor this. Thanks.
Yeah, I thought that was a possibility, but I think it might be easier with just to do it all at once. But if you want to make a motion to that effect, we could deal with it.
I don't feel that strongly about it.
Okay. It's enough said.
James, I'll make a quick comment about that, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
I think Lyndon's gone to the trouble of coalescing all these figures together and pulling them apart at this juncture would make things more complicated. Also, it would simplify Anita's job just to have to do one journal entry, and I'm sure she has plenty to work on right now without having to duplicate her efforts. So I would really prefer just to keep it as one lump sum.
Thank you, Chris. That's what I had in mind, but you explained it much better than I did. let's go to Sharon.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, David.
Well, I just wanted to point out, I think, Anita, you're doing an amazing job, and I really adore you and Cynthia for everything that you do for the company. I'm the type of person that breaks down things extremely on a basic level. And so my understanding of these PPP loans is that it's one of those situations where you use it or you lose it. Am I correct on that, Anita?
Well, really what we're talking about is reallocating, if you will, because the stations really did not get the full impact of those dollars that came in, because $465,000 was used to pay outstanding payables, and as I said earlier. So
right.
The money all came in. It has been spent. We now, the next step is to apply for the forgiveness aspect. So, we honestly do feel good about that, because the first one was totally forgiven. So what we're doing is really reallocating those resources that came in. All the cash, no doubt, has been spent.
Well, the one thing
really
I do know, you know, I realize, like, you know, every single station that we have here is in a different status. APFA is doing extremely well, and they should be so proud of that and waving a flag saying, you know, hey, do it like we are. We're doing really well. And, you know, you see, you know, PFW coming up the ranks, and hopefully soon here we'll be pulling KPFT up the ranks as well. And I know eventually, you know, K will get straightened out. Everything takes time. However, you know, the one thing that I want to put in there is that I know I asked Markeisha specifically, you know, when it comes to central services, you know, I said, are we paying them? And she says, here's how I do it. She said, we owe, I think she said it was $12,000 a month, something like that, or $1,200 a month, something like that. I can't remember the exact number. But she said, I send them whatever we have left over. She goes, so that way we don't owe 100% of it all. She goes, but I don't want to go on without trying. And so, you know, I know some of us are not in the best position, and that this shuffling of the funds will help, you know, but there are folks out there that do try. You know, we may not make it 100% at this point, but I just want everybody to know that we do try. And I think the more that all of us work together and, you know, are able to talk to people at KF, you know, out at A and say, look, you guys are doing amazing. Tell me what you're doing. Show me how you're doing it. And I think that, you know, the sharing of ideas and thoughts, and that's what the company does. That's how a company builds. And I think that we're at a turning point. And I think that if we just keep going, this is a really good start to, you know, alleviate enough of the pressure that we can wrap our hands around it and keep going. And I think that that's what it's all about. I'm done.
David, I want to thank you for that wonderful contribution, and also to say that while I'm grateful that you're here to make such a contribution, and I'm very gratified that you're interested in listening to these goings-on, but I know you have another busy day tomorrow, so you can leave any time you want, but I appreciate that you're still here. And let's go to Sharon, and I'm going to ask you to be quick if you can, Sharon, because we have to go to some
votes.
Sure,
I'd have
here.
More time if you would stop talking, James, okay? I mean, geez, you know. Yes,
thank
I will.
Sharon.
Okay, I can be quick. Yes, I can be. I'll just make the point that it seems rather odd that we can't do the transfer of funds now. We have to sort of pull one over on the feds, I guess, and get the loan forgiven. And then we're going to manipulate the numbers to move the money around? Okay, that seems shady to me. Very shady. But,
Sharon, I'm going to ask you to suspend for a moment.
No, I am allowed to.
No, you're just, that's
opinion.
That's,
oh, my God.
No, that's not an opinion. That's an accusation of.
No, it wasn't an accusation. I said it seems shady. I didn't say anything more than that. Okay, people can explain why it's not when they get their time. Okay, as far as I want to just say, David, I do appreciate you being here. I do appreciate, David, you being here, and I really appreciate all the nice things that you said about KPFA. I just want to say that maybe it would be nice if people would look to KPFA and kind of give us a little respect for how we do things and ask maybe what we do, but that doesn't really seem to happen, especially on a lot of listservs. That really are nasty towards KPFA and people there also. And the final point that I want to make is that people are talking about the money that came in, but, you know, that money was based on, you know, 60% of the money had to go to salaries. So the total that came in was based on the salaries. So this, like, sort of argument that all this money came in, but then it went to KPFA for salaries, that's how it had to go. So, you know, if there was less salaries, there would have been less money coming in. And my final point is, again, this is not creating money. We've spent, you know, 45 minutes on this now. It's not going to add any money to Pacifica. It's just an accounting, you know, moving figures around on the book to make some stations look better. And it's not a disparagement of any stations. I know all the stations are trying to do well. And that's why I don't see why moving figures around changes anything. And I don't see how it creates any benefit. It creates a lot of bad feelings. And, but I've already stated my position. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay, do we have something ready to vote on? Because we're going to fast run out of time here.
Chris Corey said he's making an amendment. I don't have any words for it yet.
Okay, I have the printed version in front of me, and I can read it for those who haven't received it yet.
You sent out some emails, but the emails just seem to have Lyndon Foley's original motion in them.
No, I added to the bottom of that motion, Art Paul.
I see it.
You added it to the bottom of the motion.
Yeah. So here's what I added: or whatever a current accrual account that Netta feels is most appropriate, as soon as both rounds of PPP are forgiven.
Right, so
it should be there,
best,
right?
Usually best to send it somewhat more separately, so I see it more easily.
Sorry about that. I was in a hurry to get it out.
Okay, and that's the last amendment. So I'm going to ask if there's any objection to that.
We got to read. Wait, hold on a second.
I can read it. I can read the whole thing.
So you want to read it, how it's going to how it's going to affect
I'll read
the motion.
It, and I'll point out where the amendment is. Okay? I guess we need to pass the amendment first, huh?
I think we need to extend again.
Yes, we do.
I'm not going to keep extending it at some point.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I move we extend for 5 minutes.
Okay, let's try to get it done. Any objection?
Who made that motion?
I think that was Theresa.
Julie Hewitt.
Oh, that was Julie. I'm sorry.
Julie.
Okay, I'll read the motion. I'll read the amendment. I'm sorry. My amendment is Lennon's motion
Go ahead, Arthur.
Sorry. All right. So it's to extend for 5 minutes, and did we approve this yet?
Yeah, I asked for it. Is there any objection?
Okay. All right. So it's done. Thank you.
Okay. So my amendment that I offered, which was a friendly amendment, if I may gather so, is I added to Lyndon's motion, or to whatever accrual account that Nita feels is most appropriate, as soon as both rounds of PPP are forgiven. That's the amendment.
And that's for accounting purposes, not subterfuge, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's just to allow the positive credit to go to KPFA wherever, however, into whatever stocking that Netta feels is most appropriate to stuff.
Thank you. Okay, so we need to vote on that amendment. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, here's the whole motion with the amendment. I move that the portion of the PPP funds, round one and two, that were not used for purposes of salary and benefits be used instead to pay Pacifica Foundation operating expenses, be credited to the station central services in proportion to what each station was assessed central services in fiscal year 2020 for the purposes of ameliorating unpaid amounts to the extent possible or to whatever current accrual account that Netta feels is most appropriate as soon as both rounds of PPP are forgiven.
I have a question about the meaning of the in proportion phrase. Can you spell that out?
Sure. It's actually called out in Lyndon's spreadsheet, but it's based on the previous central services formula and the proportions that are associated with that. So what Lyndon did, and I appreciate that those percentages actually got used for something. I've been putting those numbers out there for over a year, and when we actually passed the central services formula motion, we deleted all that out and made it a flat 15%. But how Lyndon did it is he did it proportionately. In other words, whatever proportion the station pays in terms of central service is the proportion to which these funds are allocated. So in the case of KPFK and KPFA, it's approximately 30%. The other stations are, 15, 15, and 10, something on that order. But it's actually shown, I think, in column, not S, it would be the one before that. PQR, I guess, column R, in Lyndon's spreadsheet.
Okay.
It's shown as a percentage.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
For purposes of, we're going to try and vote on this. Let's see. I think we need to change the front of it, if everybody agrees, to be the NFC recommends to the PNB that the portion of blah, 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 right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Just delete the I and add that?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, so that's approved.
Yay.
Yay. So we have the other motion out there still, and we only have 1 minute left.
Yes, let's go to it.
Well, the other motion, okay, it's on another page.
Paul?
I didn't get, okay. I got Lyndon saying, the two column things. I got emails from Chris, but it's a whole spreadsheet or something, isn't it?
I did send a spreadsheet, but I also sent a comment. The spreadsheet came first. Check your inbox again, I guess.
Yeah. You sent it to the committee's mailing list, right?
Yes, I did. Caveats from me as a subject line.
Caveats from me. Caveats.
I sent it at 7:04 Pacific. 1 hour ago.
10:04. 10:04.
10:04 your time.
I am not seeing this.
You're at the Glib address,
right? Did you send it to everybody, Chris?
I just sent it to Art Paul. I sent it to the Glib address.
Oh, so it's not in the – it's to me. Okay,
no,
so
I didn't notice that until just now. Sorry about that, Art Paul.
Okay. All right.
It's in the – I sent it to the Glib
so
address.
So it starts out the interest row is not correct and that stuff.
Correct. That's the
All
one.
All right. So that whole thing down to this is row 38 is
– Yes. Correct.
Part of yours. 1 second. Oh, gosh. Well, okay, at one point it says I can get that number for KPFT if you wish. Is that part of the...
just delete that. Just delete that. That was an aside. I apologize, Art Paul.
And the central services formula is not correct. Does go in, right?
Yes.
This is a saving of the... And then it says that should offset the...
That's also commentary. You can delete that, too. My apologies. I wasn't thinking of the motion. I was just thinking of how I would justify it.
All right. Let me read what I have here.
Okay.
I guess this is you. This is such a cobbled together one.
It's cobbled together.
Okay. What I have is the NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the KPFT FY21 budget with the caveats that, lines 67 and 68 should be switched so that we have board election expenses and produce a 2021 budget. Could I make that an FY21? Budget only tab with formulas and correct current tab that has all other years, in particular the averages for 2014 through 2019 in column J. The interest row is not correct. As of January, KPFT needs to budget for interest to the P&O for the big loan. That is row 87. The central services formula is not correct as of 3/31/21. This would result in a savings for KPFT for the balance of the year.
This is row 38.
Oh, okay. So I copied that again and put it back in. I eliminated the whole thing that was there. And,
sorry about that.
Paste and put a space in it. All right, so it says this would result in the savings for KPFA for the balance of the year. This is row 38.
Correct.
That's the motion. Okay, I guess I've got it.
Clear as mud.
Chair?
I'm sorry, I was
Are you
muted.
There, Jim?
Yeah, I was muted. I apologize. We had something about the budget only tab, column I and J, the averages, and line 142 and 150. Anita's concern?
I don't see anything in here about once. Okay, let me go back. Okay, let me see.
I think column I was missing.
Yes.
R. Paul.
Okay. All right, so.
You can just say J instead of column J.
Okay. All right. This becomes confusing. Do you want me to go back and find the stuff about 148? Can't find it.
It's 142 and 150.
142. Ah, that's why I couldn't find it. All right, so. Okay, so what I have is lines 142 and 150, also separate tab for formulas. I think we just did that, didn't we? And average needs to be corrected all the way down.
Correct.
Call them I and J.
All right. Okay. This is really not English at this point, so I don't know how we're it's going to look like a lousy looking motion. So what I have is what Chris read, the balance for the year. This is row 38. And then what I have is line 142 and 150. There's something somebody wants to put a word or two in it?
Yes, to review line 142 and 150. And I will discuss with Markeisha tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay, so to review lines 142 and 150, that a separate tab and formulas, that's already up there, isn't it? Or isn't it? Yes, we have a,
yes.
Okay, formulas. And an average needs to be corrected all the way down. Leave that in, right?
Yeah, and I and J.
I and J. I think you already said J, so you
J
just need to add
there.
I.
And okay,
yeah,
so what do we
I.
say about I?
I is also an average column, so add I to that in I and J above.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, I is actually correct, but since J is incorrect, it makes I incorrect.
Okay, let's let our Paul read it.
Let me read what I have, and we can see how we feel about it. The NFC recommends to the PNB the approval of the KPFT FY21 budget with the caveats that lines 67 and 68 should be switched so that we have board election expenses and produce a FY21 budget only tab with formulas and correct current tab that has all other years, in particular, the averages for 2014 through 2019 in columns I and J. The interest row is not correct. As of January, KPFT needs to budget for interest to the P&O for the big loan. That is row 87. The central services formula is not correct as of 3/31/21. This would result in a savings for KPFT for the balance of the year. This is row 38. To review lines 142 and 150, and average needs to be corrected all the way down.
I think you can eliminate that last comment.
All right, hold on one second. What I'm doing right here is I'm making it instead of 2018 and 2019, I'm making it FY18 and 19 because that way we're not talking about calendar years versus other things. All right, what is the part you're saying to eliminate?
I think just like the last six words there about the averages, because they already accounted for that.
And average needs to be corrected all the way down. Cut that. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And that.
Cutting the all the way down part, or the averages need to be corrected all the way down?
The averages need to be corrected all the way down. We already accounted for that with the column I and J thing.
Okay.
All right. Do people want me to read it again? It's a little shaky, but
Nope.
Nope, I got it.
Yeah, I think we have it.
All right.
We have it.
Can we vote on this?
Yes. Is there any objection? Hearing none. It's done.
Move to adjourn.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody.
I mean, second.
We don't need it. It's past time certain. We're good. Thank you all. Thank you for patience.
Are
thank you
adjourned?
For staying with us, David. And thank yes.
No
and
problem.
Thank you, R. Paul, for all that. That's, you know, exceptional work. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good night.
Second that. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, R. Paul, especially. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lyndon. Good night.
Thank you.
Yes. And Lyndon and Chris.
Good job, James.